For the KVIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Casey Murray. Almost 2 months after the insurrection against Congress in Washington, D.C., Missouri lawmakers gave initial approval to a bill that would tighten security at the state capitol in Jefferson City. Fernando Nara reports.
House Bill 784 would authorize leaders of the Missouri House and Senate to appoint marshals to serve and protect each legislative chamber in the General Assembly. The appointed marshals would have the authority to serve papers, carry a concealed firearm, and make arrests under state law or a rule of the legislative chamber they serve. Representative Lane Roberts sponsored the bill. He's a Republican from Jasper County.
This service would be police officers. They would have all of the authority of any other police officer. They would be required to have a license and maintain that license. They would have to have 5 years of experience, and they would work at the direction of the Speaker and the Senate pro tem.
Supporters of the bill say appointing marshals would relieve other local law enforcement agencies of the responsibility to maintain the security of the House and the Senate. For the Missouri News Network in Jefferson City, I'm Fernando Narro.
William Wood University President Janae Barnett is leaving after 31 years as the university's leader. Barnett was the first woman to hold the position, according to reporting by the Columbia Missourian, and also its longest-serving president. She started at William Woods as a chair of the Department in Business and Economics in 1973. She will leave the position at the end of this year. St. Louis's first-ever female mayor will be replaced by another woman, after city treasurer Tashara Jones and alderwoman Kara Spencer bested two men in a new primary election format to advance to next month's general election. Jones received over 25,300 votes on Tuesday, and Spencer was second with over 20,600 votes, according to unofficial final results. Aldermanic President Lewis Reed was third, followed by businessman Andrew Jones. The city's new approval voting format makes municipal contests nonpartisan. Also, voters can approve of as many candidates in the primary as they want. The idea is to get the two candidates with the most support to the general election, which will take place on April 6th. An attorney for the family of a 5-year-old girl critically injured in a crash involving former Kansas City Chiefs assistant coach Britt Reed says the girl suffered a devastating brain injury that has left her unable to speak or walk. Attorney Tom Porto said Tuesday in an interview with ABC's Good Morning America that the family of 5-year-old Ariel Young wants to see the most serious charges and the most serious sentence that Britt could ever receive. The girl has been hospitalized since the February 4th crash in which Reed's truck slammed into two cars on the side of the road. Police have said Reed told investigators that he had two or three drinks, along with prescribed Adderall, before the crash. No charges have been filed. I'm Casey Murray, KBIA News, Columbia.